Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the At-Large Summit 2 Public Relations Subgroup on Thursday, the 8th of May, 2014 at 1800 UTC. On the call today, we have Murray McKercher, Olivier Crippen-LeBlond, Eduardo Diaz, Jim Trengrove, Jason Francis, and Dev Anand Tiluxing. We have an apology from Tijani Benjema. From staff, we have Carlos Reyes, Ariel Liang, Sylvia Vivanco, Susie Johnson, Gisela Gruber, and Heidi Ulrich will be joining us in approximately 30 minutes, and myself, Terry Agnew. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Murray.
Thank you very much, Terry. I don't have a great deal of introductory remarks. I think we all know why we're here, so we should probably just delve into the action items, unless anyone has something specific they wanted to state at the beginning. I think we should just head over to those action items, and if you could help me with that, Terry, that would be appreciated. So I don't hear anything from anyone, so why don't we just run through these they're up in the viewing screen, so we can go through those one at a time. I think the PR video, everyone had a chance to see those PR videos. I saw a lot of chat back and forth and emails, but everything looks good. Is there any comments on the PR videos at this point? Dev, go ahead, please. You have your hand up.
Thank you, David Antelaxing speaking. Are the videos available on YouTube or in a form ready to be for public sharing?
My understanding was I saw them connected to the ICANN wiki. I don't have an answer for that. Perhaps Eduardo has his hand up. He may have some additional information on that for anyone else that can speak to that. So if you just hang on, I'll pass it over to Eduardo. Go ahead.
Thank you, Murray. This is Eduardo. I think they're in the YouTube or some other kind of service. Glenn put them in there. If we're talking about the interviews, you know, the short ones that were made in different languages. The question I have, Murray, is do we know when are these short videos are going to be published or sent around? Do we have an idea?
I do not have an idea at this point. Perhaps when Heidi joins us a little later on, she may have some information, or I'm not sure if Terry or Carlos has anything from staff's perspective.
Okay, thank you.
So the short answer is no, I don't know, but let's take a note to find out the answer to that question. And if someone joins us later, we can deal with that. The second note is the ribbon that we discussed was approved and the lanyard was approved, and I suspect that those are going ahead to be produced, so don't think there's any discussion there. Unless anyone has a question on ribbons or lanyards. Okay, next would be the pop-up banners. I think we all agreed last time those were great to have and can be repurposed afterwards for other events. The lapel pins, staff to design a couple of pins for the fair and the mentoring program and show to the relevant working groups. Does staff have anything to add to that? And Eduardo, thanks. I just noticed you posted the link to the promotional videos in the chat. Thank you. Olivier, your hand's up. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, Murray. It's Olivier Capanablon speaking. Just regarding the speakers, I have discussed this with Heidi Ulrich, and there has been a quote that has been found as to what the cost of these are. I found another website that does these cheaper, and there are various qualities of those speakers. There's the sort of better ones and the ones which are not as good, and they do vary quite greatly in price. Ideally, it would be good to find a sponsor that would be able to affix their name onto that and basically have it as a freebie. So far, we don't have a sponsor for them, so it's definitely something that we would have to take into account as far as the budget is concerned, because they are significantly more expensive than other bits of, we have 160 that we need to get, and they're significantly more expensive than other bits of promotional material like ribbons and things like that.
Very good. Thank you, Olivier. It's Murray McCritcher speaking again for the record. My opinion is that they're nice to haves and not necessarily have to haves. I tend to collect bits and pieces from items that remind me of things. So we'll continue to see if we can't reach out for a sponsorship. It's certainly nice to have. Olivier, did you have more further comment? No, thank you very much. Now, I did notice, I'm just going to continue on down here. Eduardo was to speak to the chairs of the FAIR Working Group and the At-Large Mentoring Program to find a sponsor. Okay, we've covered that. Sorry. Next, staff to look at the cost. Done. The speakers, as in a person speaker, I had made a suggestion about Sir Richard Branson. And had made some contacts in the UK. That doesn't look likely that we would get Sir Richard at this late date. I have not heard anything from anyone else in regards to speakers, although I do have a suggestion. It'll take me a moment to get it from a UK speaker that I spoke to today. But Olivia, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Murray. Did you say you got in touch with people who knew Richard Branson, or did you not?
I reached out to some consular contacts I have in the UK, and it just didn't look particularly useful from that perspective, unless someone else has a closer contact.
Okay.
I think we might look somewhere else.
So it's Olivia speaking. I'm not sure whether you want an update here or you want the update later on during the call, during section 4, I think, section 6 of this call.
I think we should go ahead and do it right now. That's fine, Olivia.
Okay. All right, thanks. So it's Olivia speaking. Now, I have been discussing this with contacts. I'm currently in London and met a number of people and asked about Richard Branson. He's known as Dr. Yes, and I hope that he would be saying yes. He's extremely active on Twitter. One of the ways which some people have in the past managed to get hold of him is by contacting him through Twitter. I'm also due to receive the details of one of his PR agencies that works for him later on today. So by tonight, I should have details to be able to get hold of him one way or other. That said, you are absolutely correct that we are only a month away now, a month and a few days, 43 days away from the time. And bearing in mind that this is a very busy person, it looks very difficult to be able to happen. On the Lawrence Lessig, I don't know Larry Lessig personally. I've met him a couple of times, but I haven't got the kind of relationship with him where he'd be responding directly, positively. I thought someone else was meant to go in and ask Larry Lessig, someone that has regular contacts with him. And thirdly, on Louis Pouzin, he was at Net Mundial, and the discussion that I had with a common contact in past discussions that I had with Louis Pouzin, I don't think make him someone that would be stimulating for our community, especially in the fact that he does not like ICANN. I don't think we'll ever see him in an ICANN meeting.
Very interesting.
Yes, he's under his point of view is that there should be multiple routes, not just one route, and that's exactly the exact opposite as what ICANN is advocating. So I think that's highly unlikely. But there was supposed to be a short list with more people listed on there. I haven't seen anyone add any names to this. I'm ready to contact a lot of people. One thing that I will do is to ask Vince Cerf to send us a short 1 minute video, 1 or 2 minute video, just acknowledging the At-Large Summit and thanking all the participants for being there and apologizing for not being there himself. But if you have any other names, across all of At-Large, we might have either direct contact or know them via a third party. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Eduardo, I noticed your hands up. Just one moment, if you could. I posted another possible suggestion, which was Martha Lane Fox, and put a link in the chat about her. That was a suggestion I got from the UK as someone we might reach out. Olivier, you may know her, being in the UK, and could comment on that.
Yes, Olivier speaking. Yes, thank you. Martha Fox, absolutely. She would be fine. I don't know her personally, but I know people who know her personally and are able to find out from her if she would be able to attend. From prior attempts, she is a very busy person as well, and it's a hit and miss whether we would be able to have her there or not. There is also another solution which has been brought forward, another suggestion, is the new assistant minister or junior minister for IT for France. Her name is Axelle Lemaire, and she is actually based in London, so she would be able to speak to us. But again, the question is, what do we want in a keynote speaker? Are we looking at someone that everyone knows? Are we looking at somebody who's going to stimulate our community? This sort of thing.
Very good. Thank you, Olivier. It's Murray speaking. I noticed some chat from Wolf. A few hands up. Just be patient if you could be. So I did post that. My understanding was that Martha Lane Fox was a very good speaker from the feedback that I had from my folks in the UK. And as far as relevance to the Internet, she was one of the earlier successful commercial users of the Internet and has a very large social conscience as it relates to that. Olivier might be able to explain more, but I think we should certainly look at her. Eduardo, I believe you had your hand on next. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Murray. This is Eduardo. I just wanted to mention that in the last organizing committee call, Oliver, you mentioned somebody, that a woman that presented in Men Mundial, that she was super excellent in her delivery and message. Is it something that we can consider you for as a keynote speaker?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Eduardo, and thank you for reminding me this. I was just writing a letter to her just now, an email to her. I've circulated onto the Atlas 2 organizing committee some text that I'd like to send to this lady, at that point, if I get that by tomorrow, then I can email that lady tomorrow. I have already emailed her, so she is waiting for that email to find out more about what the At-Large Summit is. She looks like one of the better hopefuls on this. I'm not sure whether I did mention, but at Net Mundial, I also spoke to Tim Berners-Lee. As far as speaking to our community is concerned, he would probably be less of a motivational speaker than this lady Nena, who really absolutely motivated everyone at Net Mundial. So if we want someone to make a difference, she really is the person to go for. Tim Berners-Lee advised me that unfortunately he will not be in the UK at the time, so unable to be there. What we could ask from Tim Berners-Lee could be a little video message, perhaps. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Jim, you've been very patient. Jim Trengrove, your hand's up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello, everyone. And I'm with the comms here at ICANN. I had asked our team with Edelman Communications in London, who we've been working with, to give some thought to some names. I contacted them last week. They were going to get back to me today. I haven't heard from them. Actually, I do know that Andrew, who I've worked with at Edelman, has had some communications with Richard Branson in the past, so we can exercise that angle, and hopefully they'll come up with a list of some other names. I'm going to send you all one suggestion here, somebody you probably haven't heard of. His name is Nico Mele. He teaches at Harvard, and he's written a book called The End of Big, How the Internet Makes David the New Goliath. And it's quite interesting how the little guy and the small organizations can really compete now thanks to the Internet. He's a fabulous speaker. I've sent you a link to a presentation that he made that I was at last September. And I've contacted his person to see if he might be available. They seemed interested. I didn't know if what his schedule would look like. He had questions about airfare and is there an honorarium, and I said I would get all those questions. But the nice thing about it is he teaches a course at the Kennedy School on ICANN, which is interesting. He is a fabulous speaker. His parents were foreign service, so he's lived in Asia and Africa. So he's got a pretty good global perspective, I think. So that might be a possibility as well. So I'll explore that and get back to you.
Thank you very much. I was just going to put something in the chat here, another suggestion from me. A gentleman by the name of Desh Deshpande, who I had a fireside chat with in Boston last week. He heads up a large, you can Google him, has been around the Internet for some time and has a large foundation, quite successful, but also has a balance between social needs of the Internet and the corporate needs, and he was an excellent speaker and a great fireside chat person. So I could reach back to Desh as well, so we might add him to the list. Thank you, Jim. If you can put your hand down if you're finished. Olivier,
sorry.
I notice your hand up as well. Would you like to go ahead, Olivier?
Yes, thank you very much, Murray. It's Olivier speaking. So taking each person in turn, with regards to Nico Mele, I've not heard of him, but I've just had a quick glance at the video, and he certainly seems to be someone who can speak very well and is quite a good motivational speaker. As far as transport and hotel room are concerned, we're really trying to work out with regards to our budget, our overall budget, whether we can spare a little bit here or there so as to be able to ship a good speaker over. Sorry, what do you call that? Fly a good speaker over. Ship them sounds like you're putting them in a box. That's one thing. I'm looking for more sponsors at the moment, so that we can cover those things, and that's an unrelated item, but certainly if we can, we would be flying them over if we need to fly them over, and I'm hoping that we can get some things for that, some money for this. Mark Rotenberg from EFF, as I've written in the chat, he was on the ALAC, he resigned from the ALAC. But he certainly would be an interesting speaker. I don't know whether he would be interested in coming down to London for this. Desh Pandey, I don't know about him. But, bring the names in and point out some video or something with those people and what topics they'd be speaking on. The day and time for the speaker would be on the Monday afternoon. I think it is from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. The speech is only about 5-10 minutes, isn't it? It's a short, or 10-15 minutes maximum. But it's all to do with a showcase, basically. And we call it, it's not a showcase anymore, it's the fair, the at-large fair, but what used to be called the showcase before. Monday afternoon, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Wolf Ludwig, your hand is up. Go ahead, Wolf.
Yes, it's Wolf Ludwig speaking for the record. I think if we do not really get some of the top guys we originally intended or wanted to have, after this top level, there may be tons of other speakers. And then, in my opinion, I think it's getting difficult but important to have some criteria in mind what type of a speaker we want. And I think a speaker for the at-large community should clearly stand and represent some of our basic principles of the community. And therefore, I suggested somebody like Mike Rotenberg. I'm aware that he resigned from ELEC because he was completely overloaded with work, etc. So some of the inner circle may have him in a sort of bad memory, but for the principles, his organization and he stands, I think these are some of our core values. And a speaker for an Atlas II audience should have some links with our core values. Otherwise, we can invite anybody who has brought up and grown up with an interesting business model, etc. But this is not part of our core principles. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Marie McKercher for the record. Just to that point, I'm not defending any of my suggestions, but I know that Dash... And I put up a YouTube link there. It's a very interesting strategy between commercialization and social enterprise, and socially responsible. It's done quite a lot of entrepreneurial activities, some of which are in India for feeding children and creating a commercial and a socially acceptable enterprise that's actually funded by the government and then any number of things. So he has some interesting stories. I'm sure there are others. But I would ask if anyone wants to volunteer or take the list and sort of do a short list who we would really prefer to be there and sort of knock them off quickly. I don't know. I don't want to suggest Jim Trengrove could take that on. I don't know. Does anyone else have a comment or care to volunteer for that activity?
This is Jim. I was just in another conversation on mute. Could you repeat that part for me? What you're volunteering me for?
Sorry, Jim. We're just having a discussion. Maybe you can comment as to we have a number of potential speakers. They should align with the messages that we want to deliver to our audience, obviously, and also enunciate the values that we are trying to communicate to,
right,
again, our folks as well as our position. So we need somebody to go through a quick list. I don't know whether it's a committee or a subcommittee. I would hope not, but perhaps we can have some sort of ongoing chat. But obviously time is very short, and someone needs to take the lead. So I'm just wondering whether Jim or Olivier have any comments on that.
Well, I would be happy to work with Heidi on trying to draw up a list of criteria for that. It would be fine.
I think you guys have a lot of experience in that way. Olivier, do you have any comments? I know you're close. People have more experience in this than myself from the first Atlas.
None at the moment. Thank you.
Okay.
No,
thank you very much. Okay. Let me see where we are in the agenda for a second.
Still on action items.
Okay, Carlos was to develop the Atlas II certificate. I believe that came out this morning. Carlos, do you have any... I see something to be shared. Perhaps you can speak to that item.
Hi, thanks, Murray. This is Carlos Reyes. After our last call, I developed a template, and I've uploaded here. I know we shared it this morning with a few of the members of this group. But it's on the screen now. If anyone has feedback, I'll take that now, and we can incorporate it as we prepare for the summit in London.
Okay, I'll let everybody just have a look at that for a few minutes and raise your hands if you have any comments. Or feel free to chime right in. I think it looks great. We're going to have signatures by all of those folks on there as well.
Well, I don't know whether we can coordinate, you know, 150 some odd signatures from these three folks, but I think we could figure something out either in London or beforehand. But yes, we will have signatures of some sort.
Yeah, it's Olivier here. That's happened in the past. I can just, I know Fadi's done that before, but Eduardo, get your hand ready to sign. 160 times.
I can do that, no problem.
All right, very good. Well, I think it looks excellent, and it's always nice to have those takeaways. So I would consider that we all, unless anyone has any objections, that we go ahead and have those created. Olivia, your hand's up.
Thank you very much, Marie. It's Olivia speaking. So I have two questions for Carlos. Carlos, did you try using a long ELS name to try and see if it fits in there or if it makes an absolute mess of the whole thing? Because some of the ELSs do have a very long name. And then the other thing is this using a character set that actually accepts some of the more exotic letters, which some of our members have. I'm looking at the accents, for example. I can see that further down, the character set does accept accents, but sometimes they don't when you've got an automatic mail merge type thing and you've got weird characters that print instead. I'm thinking of the ICANN badge, for example, being one of them.
Olivia, this is Carlos. Thanks for a good question. This is, I believe it's Helvetica, which is a fairly receptive font when it comes to accents and such. I'll be producing these, so that'll ensure some sort of quality control when it comes to the names and the various scripts and accents that could appear in ALS participant names. With regard to the actual ALS name, I'll have to take a look at that, but if a name is too long for that particular line, we could always rework the text for that particular certificate. Alternatively, some of the ALSs with very long names also have acronyms, so not ideal, but I think that's a good compromise.
Very good. Thank you. I noticed Jim Tremgrove has his hand up. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, one option would be to take the ALS name and put it directly underneath the first name, last name, and that way you can, and make it a slightly smaller font size than the first name, last name. That way you've got that space underneath. You can go probably as long as the ALS name would be, and then just pick up with At Large Summit 2. Or pick up with for participating in At Large Summit 2 and keep that whole little section intact.
Very good comments. Thank you, Jim. I notice Eduardo agrees and Olivier agrees. Any other comments on this item? Do we have a specific action item to deal with this? Then I suggest we proceed if there's no other discussion. Thank you, Carlos. If we could have the agenda slide back up, that'll help me move forward. Thank you. Okay, I think we've covered everything in the last, so I'd like to move on to item number 4, which was just any progress or issues that Eduardo had to deal with. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim, your hand's up. Go ahead.
I keep forgetting to take it down. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Eduardo, any comments? I know I threw that without giving you any warning. It's just this is a general spot for any issues. If not, we'll move forward with the thematic group.
No problem, Mireille. This is Eduardo. I just wanted to make a couple of comments, just, you know, from the public relations part and the things that we are doing under this, in other subgroups. The newsletter is almost ready to go out, and Deb can expand on that. There is an issue with translations. I don't know if you know that the translations were done by groups within the communications group, volunteers. And I just read this morning the Spanish part, and for the overall thing, it's okay. But there are parts that, you know, and translations are translations. The meaning of, you know, the way the words were put, they give a different meaning. So I ask Heidi to see if language services can go and, you know, polish them somehow, because, I mean, this is a document that is going to go out to everyone, and we just wanted to make it, you know, as good as we can. On the web page, there is a conference call this afternoon with the person that worked on that in the communications group, and there's going to be a call between ICANN IT staff and this person to get that moving. And the rest, everybody, there is a final draft in place, you know, with the whole event, including the thematics and this and that. And I know that there have been a lot of traffic in the emails about, you know, the abstracts and things like that. I believe there is a survey going out to everyone with the final thematics and abstracts for people to decide where they want to go. Other than that, I think, you know, things are moving along. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. I know you're across a lot of things, and it's good to have that perspective. Perhaps we could move along to the thematic discussion. Olivier and I have been back and forth on the one that we were responsible for, and I had posted various things earlier today. I'm not sure if everyone's had a chance to see that, but I believe Wolf is overseeing some of that activity, if I'm not incorrect. Wolf, can you comment on that at all?
Yes, this is Wolf speaking. I was trying to push all of the subject matter experts to get the abstracts and some of the key questions together. Until now, and as far as I can see, with the last inputs from Thematic Group 5, from Olivier and Humoroy, I think this is completed. All the inputs were sent and confirmed. They now need to be updated on the workspace. And based on these inputs, I think Carlos can continue with preparing the next pre-survey, asking the two participants to indicate the preferred topic and thematic group they would like to join on spot in London. This is completed from my side. What is still open in this respect, there have been shortlists for session moderators and reporters. For each of the sessions, and this still needs to be completed the next days, I hope. But as there was no response on my suggestion, I will send a reminder the next 2 days on this. I will send a summary on the inputs And also the questions I recall from the last event working group call, when some people were not really clear whether the subject matter experts are automatically the only key speakers in one of the five sessions, or whether subject matter experts as input and resource persons who prepared the sessions can also invite one or two more knowledgeable people on their subject as co-resource persons, etc. I think the latter should be the case. And we need a final clarification on this point as soon as possible. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much. Wolf, is there a specific action item that we need to record in regards to this?
Well, as I said, Wolf, to follow up on moderators and session moderators and reporters, and sorting out about additional resource persons. That's all.
Very good. Thank you, Wolf. I know everyone's busy, and I appreciate all the work everyone's putting towards our meeting. I believe we have discussed it, unless there's any other discussion on this point. We've also talked keynote speakers, and we have talked the promotional videos, which was on the agenda. Is there any other business? Eduardo, you have your hand up. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm sorry. I forgot to put it down. Thank you.
Okay, I'm all over the place on my screen here. Dev, you have your hand up, and you were some discussion about the newsletter. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. And it relates to the promotional videos. This is David Ann speaking. Because I would like to include those promotional videos in the newsletter. However, they're not in a format ready to be, I think, in a form to be shared. They're just actually just the raw MOV files. So who exactly is going to, well, who is going to be editing the videos to put that up YouTube? Because it's not clear to me. And I think I don't want to leave it lagging.
That's a very good point. It's Murray McCritcher speaking for the record. I seem to think the expert person of our general group, Glenn, has been doing a lot of that. Although he's not on the call, perhaps, Eduardo, would you have any suggestions how we could move forward on that?
This is Eduardo. For what Dev is saying now, I'm not sure if Glenn did it. I have a feeling that he did. And since Olivier was one of the one that is one of the one that got interviewed, Olivier, do you remember who took that video?
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. It's Olivier speaking. I don't really know. I thought that it was Glenn McKnight who was arranging some of these things because he was around. It looked to me like it was a staff that was dealing with this. Maybe Jim Trengrove knows.
Jim's hand is up. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, hi, sorry. I was trying to get back to the side here to raise my hand. Glenn had recorded the videos. I edited them, and I uploaded them all to a Dropbox and sent the link to Heidi. So I think some of them have either been, so they're either still there or they've been taken off. I think they're ready for posting, so they're fairly short, so they're ready to go. I'm not sure if all of them have been posted to the YouTube yet. If they have, or whichever ones have been, obviously you can just take the link and post that either with the link or through a hyperlink. But I'll have to hear from Heidi on what happened after I uploaded them.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Dave Annan, you have a question.
Yes, this is Dave. Well, I think that but the videos are as cut. Good. I think what has to happen is you have to put the appropriate titles as to, you know, who is speaking and where they're from. you know, in the video. And because I see Glenn had made comments on the video on that wiki page that Eduardo posted earlier. So I don't think that's why I think I'm not sure who's doing it. So it needs to be put out. Because the way Glenn phrased it, it didn't sound like he was the one doing it.
Okay, thank you. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I will talk to Heidi. I can always add the names to the videos. I'll just coordinate with her to get that done.
Well, that's terrific. Thank you very much. And if we need to share the link, I'm not sure about the Dropbox, but once these are encoded and put into some, I'm not sure under whose banner the YouTube channel will be, that I don't know if that's important or not, but it may be what as we go forward, or whether there's something official from ICANN's perspective or Olivier from At Large's perspective as it relates to getting video content out to the planet. Do we have a strategy as it relates to that specifically? And Dev, I noticed your comments that YouTube's probably a better choice, more universal than things like the other platforms. Any comments from anyone on that? I'm happy to take this on a little bit more specifically as I have some expertise in this area. Go ahead, Jim.
I was going to say that once the videos are posted or there's a link to them, we can use social media to promote them as well. Just put a little hyperlinks in the and either through Facebook or through Twitter.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm happy to take just a little of the logistics on that. I'll follow up with Glenn and Dave and Jim. I'll loop you into that conversation if we could just add that as an action item. Thank you very much, Sylvia. At this point, we are 10 minutes to go. Is there any other pressing items? I have nothing else on my list, so just take everyone a moment to think about that. Raise your hand if you have any other business. Okay, I see no hands raised or issues. Unless there's anything else, I suggest we organize for our next meeting, perhaps 2 weeks from now, unless we think we need something else. Otherwise, I would suggest we adjourn the meeting. Eduardo, you agree with that? Very good. I think everyone's busy. So next meeting is 2 weeks from now. Thank you very much for all of your participation and hard work, and I look forward to it, seeing everyone in London. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Murray. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Once again,